Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Welcome back, smart daters. I'm so excited to be talking to you today about finding love this summer. So many of you have reached out to us in listening to the prior stories that we've been telling, the story about Sylvia Foti, the Nazi's granddaughter who found love online while working with us, about Nancy Halla, who got married to David Bruce last September, about Rachel Graham, who found love after betrayal. And so many of you are messaging us saying, Bella, Lindsay, Eileen, when is it my turn to find love? Am I going to find the lid to my pot? And the answer is a resounding yes, yes, and yes. And so today I'm going to talk to you about the seven things that you can do for yourself this summer to find yourself some summer love. I don't know if I'm dating myself here, but if you guys remember the movie Grease, little Danny, a little Sandy, summer loving, you can find yourself some summer love this summer. Okay, so let's dive right into it today. I've got so much to say on this topic that I thought I'm just going to talk to you myself. I don't need a guest. This is my area of expertise, and this is what we do. We help people to find the lids to their pots. So my dear friend, summer love is coming to you. I want you to, first of all, inhale, exhale, count to three, and smile, and know the fact that you are listening to this episode, you are listening to your fairy godmother who has the magic wand right here with her, is telling you that you are going to find love this summer. So thing number one that you're going to need to do is you're going to need an attitude adjustment. You're going to need a mindset shift. And guess what that is? I want you to be what I call psychotically optimistic about your love life. And if you're new to me, you might be going, psychotically optimistic? What on earth is that, Bella? How can you use the word psychotic and optimistic in the same sentence? Well, it's really easy, right? If you're psychotic, it means you've sort of lost touch with reality, right? You're kind of crazy. Yeah. And when you're psychotically optimistic, it means you are optimistic not only on the days where everything is going well for you, but even when you've had the bumps in the road, even when you thought you had a first great date and then the person ghosted, even after you've been dating somebody for 3 months and they said, you know what? I just don't think I'm in for this for a long-term commitment. Even if you've lost the love of your life to unfortunate circumstances, I'm here to tell you that I am the chief psychotic optimist at Smart Dating Academy. And I have many psychotic optimists on my team that work with me, Lindsay, Eileen, Anissa, Michelle. You guys know all of our people. But I want you, most importantly, to become psychotically optimistic about your own love life. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, listen to what I'm telling you. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are when you're listening to this. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care about any of that. But what I am telling you from the tiniest little cell in my teeniest little pinky toe all the way up to my thick head of black hair is love is going to come to you. Okay. I want you to say to yourself right now, whether you're in public or whether you're in your car or what, maybe you're at work listening to this, love will come to me. It's a when, it's not an if, because Bella said so. Okay. I know I have seen thousands. I have helped thousands and thousands of you over the last 13 years since I've started this company, and way before that, when I was doing this as a hobby. Find love, okay? And I know that love exists for you beyond the shadow of a doubt. So I want you to tell yourself, okay, love exists for me. Love exists for every single person that wants it. Why? Because we are love, right? We love ourselves. number one. We have all the love that we already need, right? We get love from family. We get love from our friends. We get love from ourselves. Like I talked about in last week's episode with Arielle Ford, we have plenty of love around us, okay? And so now we're looking for the romantic lid to our pot. So you know that he or she is out there for you. And I want you, as part of this, to change your attitude about dating this summer. I know so many of you are, you know, veteran daters, and you've been out there maybe for months, for years, for decades, for some of you. And you're kind of tired of the drill. And you're telling yourself, yeah, you know, I have to date. I don't want to do this, but I have to get online. I want you to change your tune. And I want you to change the word have to get. I get to date. And you know why? Dating is a privilege. I get to date. I get to meet new people. I get to hear their stories. I get to possibly make a new connection. I get to meet a new friend. I need you to steel yourself with this positivity. Okay. This is all part of being psychotically optimistic. I get to date. The people that do best at our process in Smart Dating Academy are the people that literally are like, dating is going to be fun. And I'm going to get to meet all these people, and I'm going to get to hear these interesting stories. They're not saying, I'm going to have to meet all these degenerate losers, going to have to sit through these dates. I'm going to have to sit through all of the people that are left over out there because there's nobody good left out there. I swear to you. No, those aren't the people that are attracting the good in. The people that are attracting the good believe the good. They become the good. They are enjoyable to be around. They're like a chandelier that light up the room. And you, my friend, for listening to this, I want you to smile, and I want you to become that chandelier, that beautiful light fixture that lights up a room. And on the side note, for those of you that know me, I have 8 chandeliers on the first floor in my little house in Chicago. Not because it's grand, not because it's amazing. It's a cute little coach house. But I'll tell you what, I've got 8 chandeliers to light up my house, which lights up my life, which lights up my eyeballs. I love chandeliers. So be the chandelier, become that psychotically optimistic person. Okay. And you get to date. It is a privilege to do this. Not everybody gets to date. There are cultures that don't allow people to date. You get to make those choices. You get to be around people. Okay. So now, thing number 2, on the list of 7 things you need to do to find summer love is, I want you to fix your picker and do a deep dive into yourself. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Maybe when you're in the dating world, something's been handed to you, right? Maybe you've been through a terrible breakup, heartbreak. You lost the love of your life to a premature illness. And if so, I'm sending you huge hugs. Maybe you've never really been in love before and you don't know what love is. And you've had a series of relationships, but you don't know. Whatever it is, you guys, I want you to sit down and do a tune-up of your relationship picker. I call it fix your picker, your people picker, your relationship picker. If you are saying to yourself, I am always attracting the wrong people. Newsflash, you're not attracting the wrong people. You're accepting the wrong people. And if that's the case, okay, whether you've been doing this for a month or a year or a decade or your entire life, I'm here to tell you something. I'm here to say to you with great love and great psychotic optimism about fixing your picker, it's not your fault, okay? Our pickers are broken because we're wired to choose things that aren't important to long-term relationships. Biologically, we're chosen to, like, we choose partners from our reptilian limbic brains. We choose partners that would have been great for us 200,000 years ago, back in the cave days, where we may have lived until we were 18, 19, or at a maximum 30 years old. So we're still choosing partners for more superficial traits. Hollywood and social media also messages us the wrong way. We're supposed to feel instant chemistry, love at first sight, be swept off our feet. Love is a feeling. Last week with Arielle Ford, I talked to you about love is not a feeling. It's a behavior. It's a choice. It's a decision, right? But we're messaged the wrong things. And so if your picker is broken, take stock of that. Look at yourself and say, what am I doing that is playing into this? Maybe you've been in relationships with narcissists or people that are emotionally avoidant your entire life. And even though you think you're doing things differently, you really aren't. It's like same dude or same woman, different face, year over year, decade over decade. It's time to take steps to fix your picker. And let me tell you what, if you feel like this is you, I'll tell you what, This isn't a problem that normally fixes itself. You can't read a book and fix your picker. Get a good therapist, get a good village, get a good coach, get the best coach. That's us at Smart Dating Academy. Our superpower is helping people to fix their pickers, but that's really where the magic is. So do a little deep dive into yourself and say, is my picker broken? For most of you, to some way, shape, or form, like I said, I've been doing this professionally for 13 years. Most of our pickers are broken. I'll tell you what, my picker was really, really broken before I met Andy. And for those of you that have been following us on social media, last week on May 17th, Andy and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. Amazing, right? I had some big picker problems before. I wanted the butterflies. I wanted the high highs and the low lows and the edgy feeling and all the excitement. And when I realized I wasn't dating for long-term love and I fixed my picker, I found him and we've been together pretty much, it seems like, our entire lives at this point. So I want you to fix your picker and I want you to commit to yourself to doing something to fix your picker. Okay, whatever that is, call your therapist, read the book, get the coach, schedule a session with me, whatever it is, commit to fixing your picker this summer because it's so, 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 so crucial. Remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, month over month, year over year, decade over decade, and expecting a different result. Okay. So now you've done thing number one, you're getting psychotically optimistic. Number two, you're going to do that fix your picker deep dive into yourself. Number three, I want you to think about your dating life as something this summer that you're going to do differently. I want you to think about creating a dating funnel for yourself. And you might ask yourself, what on earth does that mean if you're new to us? Well, so many of us are, again, we're wired to do the wrong things in dating. Full stop. And we want a one and done date somebody. We have one good date with somebody, two good dates with somebody. We want to shut off our apps and just date that one until it goes up or until it goes down. And then we lick our paws, we kind of recover, grieve, and we get back up there a year later, 2 years later, whatever that is. I want you to stop that madness. And I want you to create a dating funnel. Why? Because having a funnel means you have options. Okay. Think about the way the market's crazy and volatile right now. Now, would you take everything in the market and put it all into one stock that your neighbor said was going to go bananas? No, of course you wouldn't do that. You're a smart person. You're not going to take your hard-earned money and put it all into one thing. You're going to do the smart thing, which was what we call, you know, I'm a former finance person. That's my college education. You're going to diversify your portfolio, right? You're going to have some money in stocks. You're going to have some money in cash. You're going to have some money in bonds. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have some money in Bitcoin. I don't know, whatever it is your jam is. But in the dating world, I want you to think about yourself in the same way. I want you to have a lot of different options. Think of your dating life like a horse race. In order to make it a race, you got to have many different horses. So you're going to slow things down. You're going to create a funnel where you've got a bunch of different people that you're dating. And I'm not talking about sleeping with, shacking up with, making out with, whatever your thing is, so that you feel disingenuous. No. I want you to date and get to know a bunch of people. Why? Because you get to date. You get to do this your way. You've got the steering wheel of your dating life, okay? And you don't have to tell people that you have a dating funnel. You do you, boo, okay? But have yourself a dating funnel. No more one and done dating. So now, thing number four that you need to do this summer to get that funnel is dun, dun, dun. You need to start online dating the right way. And if you guys don't know how to online date the right way, and if you think online dating is boring, horrible, it sucks, whatever it is, you're probably not doing it the right way. You're certainly not doing it with us at Smart Dating Academy, where we do the best photos. We give you my profile book that I wrote during COVID that makes you write the best profiles for sites like Match, for sites like Bumble. And it's like, boom, 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 answer 8 questions, boop, out spits a perfect profile. So if you haven't done that and you want to do it yourself, great. Keep doing it, but I need you to do it the right way. Okay. So go to my website, go to smartdatingacademy.com and look at what good photos look like. I am pumping these photos out there for clients all over the nation, all over the world that come to Chicago to work with us in our photo studio, where we have amazing photos that are not Photoshop. They are not the souped up, glammed up versions of you, but they look pretty freaking good. You've got to have great headshots and great body shots. They've got to be high resolution. They have to be no more than 1 year old. You've got to look the part. You've got to feel the part. You've got to look happy. Get rid of your sunglasses. What most of you are doing is picking the best photos that exist in your phone, which I'm telling you, they're not good. I'm going to give you the straight dope. I do this every single day. I've been doing this for 13 years. People come to me on a daily basis. I do 1 hour consultations, looking at their profiles. They're like, Bella, look at my photos. Don't you think these are awesome? Usually they're not awesome. Okay. They're the best that you have, but that doesn't mean they're awesome. Doing something awesomely means investing in yourself, having somebody take photos of you. Okay. So you've got to have six awesome photos in six different looks, right? Where you're not wearing your sunglasses, where there's no other people in the photos with you, where you look great and you look just like the version of yourself that's going to show up to the date. Not the glammed up 20 pounds ago, 20 years ago version of you that has different color hair, different length hair. Don't do that. That is the ultimate act of self-sabotage, right? And I want you to pick one or two great sites or apps. And I know you're probably thinking, well, I've tried this, I've tried that, Bella. What are the great sites or apps? Well, I don't know you because I haven't worked with you yet. I don't think I know you yet directly. You've got to pick a great site or two that are good for you in your age bracket, in the city that you live in, based on who you're looking for. And then you need to navigate the site or those two apps on a daily basis. Okay. And you've got to write great text in your profile. If you don't know how to do that, again, it's not your fault. We're not taught how to do this. That's what we're here for. We will send you our book to do that. If you're our client, if you take our online dating love lab or you work with us one-on-one. And if not, the best tips I can give you is be positive, be specific, show, don't tell in your profile. Don't make it negative. Don't say, please do not contact me. If make it interesting, full of interesting little tidbits about yourself that give the person who's reading your profile something interesting to start a conversation with you about. Okay. So that was point number four, the fourth thing that you need to do this summer. Now, thing number five is then once you get online dating the right way, you need to have what I call a DDR, a daily dating routine. Now, what is that? Really simple. The more you put into this, the more you're going to get out of this. Okay. So I don't want this to feel like a job. And if you feel like it is a second job, you're not doing this the right way. Okay. Put some boundaries around it. Turn off the notifications on the sites or the apps. Maybe look at it for 15 minutes in the morning as you're having your coffee or your green tea or your smoothie or your water with apple cider vinegar, whatever it is you drink in the morning, and look at it for 15 minutes. Have some goals. What is it you want to accomplish in those 15 minutes? Because a goal, it's not acceptable to go, ugh, I didn't see anybody in 15 minutes. Ew, I'm going to put this away. No, you have to have goals. Maybe it's, I'm going to message three people this morning and then do the same thing in the evening. And if you can put 30 minutes into it in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, don't tell me you can't. You are awake 16 hours a day. Even if you're working a full-time job, you might be working 8 to 10 hours. That leaves you another 8 to 10 hours. That leaves you another, oof, my math. That leaves you, could be another 8 hours of waking time, could be another 6 hours of waking time. You have plenty of time to spend 30 to 60 minutes on this. Okay. So have your DDR, your daily dating routine. Let's see what else. Number six. So many of you want to just head straight to the dates. You see someone good. They're like, do you want to grab a glass of wine? Do you want to grab dinner? And you're like, yes, you shoot out of the gate. And then you're like, oh my God, that person had no teeth. Or that person sounded nothing like I thought they would, or they looked nothing like they thought they would. Guess what, you all? There is something called a video date. So thing number six is do not ever, 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 ever skip a video date. Every site and every app has video built into it. There is zero reason for you not to do this, okay? And why do I say do video dates rather than meeting someone out? I know all the things that you're going to tell me right now. Well, you know, there's just a certain chemistry when you meet in person. Yeah, I get that. You can't hug someone on Zoom, for example. But what you can do is take a 2D person that's six photos and 200 words from their profile. while. Even from a phone call, all you can tell is somebody's voice. But when you wind that all together with video, you get a real 3D image of what this person looks like and sounds like in real life. And you can also see, what does their background look like? Have they invested time in looking good for the date? Have they invested time in looking good? Does their background look good? Is their camera positioned the right way? Do they know how to navigate the camera, right? You can tell so much more about somebody while doing a video date. COVID was awful for 1,000 reasons, but one of the silver linings that came out of it was all of the major dating companies building video into their sites and apps. And just because we might be becoming more endemic with COVID, and you might feel really comfortable meeting people out, do not skip the video date. I will tell you, for my one-on-one boutique clients that are working with us at Smart Dating Academy, most of the dates they go on that are disappointing dates are dates where they've skipped the video. So I'm just telling you, don't ever skip the video, okay? And now, number 7, let's say you've done the video dates, you've done all the things, you're psychotically optimistic, you've fixed your picker, you're doing a deep dive into yourself, maybe you're working with me now, you've got a dating funnel set up, you've got great photos, you've got great text in your profile, you know 1 to 2 apps you're working on, you've got your daily dating routine, you're not skipping video dates. Now it's time to get to point number 7. Meeting for the real dates. And now that it's summer, right, it's going to be warm everywhere, including my beloved but freezing gray Windy City, Chicago. You can do things outside. So point number 7, plan fun dates. And here's a little tip. Plan dates that, number 1, are active and where you can be side by side. Why? Why do I say that? Well, when you're active, okay, that means you can be walking, you can be biking, you can be going to an amusement park, you can go to a carnival, you can go to an art fair, whatever it is you're doing, go to a street festival, you're side by side. And many research studies show that when we're side by side, instead of facing each other eyeball to eyeball, we tend to disclose more intimate, interesting information about ourselves. So if you're sick of boring, schmoring, getting to know you conversations, try dates where you're walking. Okay, you're building adrenaline, you're active, you're getting excited, adrenaline builds attraction, and you're side by side. So you can actually have these dates where you're disclosing information that's more interesting. Think about sitting on an airplane, okay? Most of you that are listening have probably been on a plane at least once in your life, if not 1,000 times like me. But you've sat next to a stranger that by the end of the flight feels like one of your best friends because you've had this long, incredibly stimulating conversation with this person. And you know why? It's because we're sitting next to each other. We're not looking at the stranger eyeball to eyeball. And we tend to elicit more interesting tidbits out of them because they feel more comfortable because they're not looking right at us and vice versa, right? If you're a parent and you're thinking about when do you get the best information from your kids, maybe while you're driving them to soccer practice or lacrosse practice or driving them to school, right? You're sitting side by side. So plan fun dates after you've done the video that you can be active and you can be next to each other. Go for walks, do the things. So I really hope that you have taken notes on these 7 things that you can do. And let me repeat them for you one last time. Number 1, change your mindset and get psychotically optimistic. Number 2, fix your damn picker. Number 3, have a horse. You need a dating life that is a horse race and have a dating funnel to do that. Number 4, start online dating the right way. And if you're not doing it the right way and you're not having success, for God's sakes, send me a message, contact us, our smartdatingacademy.com. Point number 5, have a daily dating routine. Do something every single day to further your dating life because the love of your life is not going to be dropped into your lap by the stork. And number 6, don't ever, 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 ever skip video dates. And number 7, plan fun dates that are active and side by side. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it, rate it, review it. If you need more help, sign up for our free newsletter at smartdatingacademy.com. Fill out any contact form. You'll be entered into our database. I promise you, we will do good things for you. Follow me on Instagram. I often go live. I've got hours and hours and hours of additional Instagram live on IGTV footage. Follow Smart Dating Academy. And if you need a consultation, invest in yourself, invest in this process. It is your time to do this. Signing off with big love to you, finding love this summer, and your fairy godmother and your fairy godmother's team loves you incredibly and dearly. Know that you're loved, and I've waved my magic wand for you, and love is coming to you. It's a when, not an if. See you next week. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.